The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning for those of you just joining us. 8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour. And we just covered a lot of information in this last hour. And we're moving on to the economy now because that is bothering everybody. Been at the grocery store lately? How much did you spend? I mean, can you imagine buying a roll of paper towels for $6? Huh. That's what I'm talking about. And they blame it on the weather. No, no. We have runaway inflation. New inherited IRA rules mean heirs could be left with large tax bills. Did you know that? See, they catch you coming and going. In 2019, the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Secure Act, you see, they got to have an acronym for something, that was signed into law, and it ends the tax-saving option for individuals with inherited IRAs. You have to spend it down. It's what they call an RMD, okay? I've been through this. Required minimum distribution. Every year, you have to. And of course, it differs based on whether a person inherits a traditional or a Roth IRA. It's different. Individuals who have inherited a traditional IRA on or after January 1st, 2020 now have two options on how to use their money in the account. They can either withdraw the full amount as a lump sum and pay taxes, or transfer the funds into an inherited IRA that has to be depleted within 10 years of the original owner's death. So all this does is, you know, gives you an option to continue to grow the account. But they're going to get you one way or another. If you put all that money in there, most people, what they are doing, I hear these things, okay? They withdraw, pay the taxes, get it over with. They don't play in the market. See, because this is a thing. Anybody that's putting money into an IRA, the IRA gets invested in what? The markets. And if the markets fail, you lose money. They're going to get you coming or going either way. So, I mean, playing in the markets is a rich man's game, right? So you have a choice. Now, if you think the market's going to do better in 10 years and you want to play game number two, you can. Or you can just withdraw it and take your hit and just take the balance of it, pay off your debt, and then go on about your business. Former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers is warning inflation could surge again as wages continue to rise. See, here's the thing. Wages can't keep up with what's going on in the economy because the cost of goods and services is way more than what people are getting paid in their paychecks. And, of course, you've been to the gas pump lately to see that. What have we had, a 37 cents a gallon increase? Travel within the U.S. is down this summer. Airlines are slashing prices in the hopes that a $60 ticket will be cheap enough to convince you to visit Cleveland. That's the news story, folks. I'm not picking on Cleveland, okay? This week, U.S.-focused JetBlue cut its earnings forecast for the year, warning of a loss in the third quarter. Other primary domestic airlines are also experiencing economic turbulence. Alaska Airlines has slashed fares. Southwest, Spirit, and Frontier held flight promotions this summer. That's, according to economists, a sign of struggle within the industry. U.S. round-trip fares are down 11% compared to 2022 and 2019, according to Hopper.com. Meanwhile, American Airlines, Delta, and United, all carriers with global operations, have exceeded expectations and kept their prices up. International airfares averaging $962, up 10% from last year and 26% from 2019, according to Hopper. Maybe we need to send another message to some of these airlines and just quit flying. What do you say? Now, here to me, I debated on whether or not I wanted to put this under economic news or under good news or in case you missed it. But you see, woke 7-Eleven I love this story, man. I had to watch that video three times just to sit there and go, yeah, get them. Oh, yeah. Do you know where I'm going with this? Yeah, the retailers that work for 7-Eleven. Oh, my gosh, my golly, I'd not like to be liking that. Please not to point at 45 at me. I'm just here to do the inventory. Well, this brazen mega shoplifter goes into a 7-Eleven in California, grabs one of these 55-gallon trash can on rollers. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Get the visual here. You're going to love this. I was beside myself watching this. But you see, it is not stereotypical of Indian folk to be running these convenience stores. A lot of them do, all right? So there, of course, is a black guy who's wearing one of these turbans, okay? And he's watching this black man with most of his head covered rolling this large trash bin along a wall full of individual cigarette packs and other nicotine products. And he's literally dumping all the cigarettes off the shelves into the trash can. He's just going to walk out the door with all of it. All the vaping supplies, the papers, everything. He's just clearing off all the racks, dumping all this stuff into the trash can. And he's like cussing these guys and calling them all sorts of dirty names. And I mean, I'm not even going to get into that part of it. And these two 7-Eleven workers who have been told do not interfere with shoplifting said, all right, okay, buddy, that's it. I've had enough. And they picked up this giant stick. And this guy got they opened up a can of whoop, you know what? Whoop, there it is. Yeah. They knocked him on the ground, tackled him, and started beating on this guy with a stick. Called the cops. And I mean, beat this guy. Man, I just, you know, they were beating him. And the guy's like, man, cut it. Yeah. The stick whooping heard around the world, man. There's a video out because, of course, the cameras in the store were worried. I was just laughing my butt off, man. Finally, they're not putting up with this garbage anymore. Now, just imagine if these guys had been armed and this guy started to come at them and assault them because it looked like he was pulling a knife out of his pants. They shoot him in the head, not the arm, not the leg, in the head. Because even if they thought he had a weapon, because he kept going for his waistband. And he's cleaning out their store of very, very expensive cigarettes. I mean, what are they charging for a pack of smokes these days? $8. And this guy, you know what he's going to do. He's going to go out and he's going to sell these cigarettes at a discount and put the cash in his pocket to buy drugs because the guy was acting like he was on crack. And they beat this guy. And I'm like, you didn't beat him enough. After the supposed stick whooping, this guy was still able to sit up. No, not in my store. How about you? Would you have done the same thing or worse? What would you have done? I should open the phone lines right now, 844-769-2944, and ask your little opinion about what you think, what those retailers should have done with this mega shoplifter. Walks in. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what they're going to do. He thinks he's going to walk out of there with a rolling trash can full of nicotine products. Oh, man, I love watching that video, man. It's out there. You can watch it. It's on YouTube. Or you can go to our news. We put this out, of course, in an email blast. You can go there and click on the link and watch it over and over again. It's the store cam just catching all of this stuff. These clerks have just had it up to here. And see, this is a problem. A lot of people, because they're trying to stop shoplifters and protect the company because they value their job, actually get fired for doing stuff like this. Well, nuts to that. You know, they did that to a lady from Lowe's who tried to stop shoplifters from walking out the door, succeeded in doing so, recovered the stuff, and then she got fired. Well, they made such a stink about it, she got rehired. So you see, these companies, man, if these people want to risk life and limb defending their store, you want to talk about loyalty? You can't get loyalty in this day and age out of most people. They will literally just stand there and go, "Don't shoot me, massa. Take all of it. Just clean out. Here, let me get you another trash can." That's, I mean, these people don't care. They're not loyal. Not everybody. There are some people who are loyal. God love you. He'll put his hedge of protection about you if you do the right thing. Bill in Illinois, go.
Yeah, I was going to say that in Chicago, no, this was like, you know, 6-7 years ago, they sell those cigarettes individually for $1 a cigarette.
Oh, my.
So it's probably gone up since now. But that's what they do. You know, I see them on the corner because my job, I used to run in and I would witness that, you know. And they sell cigarettes right in front of the courthouse over there. They'd be selling cigarettes for $1 a cigarette. Yeah.
Oh,
that's my comment. You take care,
all
Dave.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Bill. That is, you know, see that what they do. They go in, they shoplift, and they go out on the streets and they hustle. You know, I mean, oh my. And people just think they cater to this. And, you know, it only in California. But see, I'm so surprised at what I got out of this video watching these guys. They're obviously Indian store clerks, and they just up to here with it. See, you got to understand, and I'm not poking at these folks. These folks, you got to understand something. They are business people. They are business-minded. They understand basic business. They know what it is to make money. They know what loss control is. They know what loss control prevention is. They know what 7-Eleven store policies are. Yet they're business people first and foremost, and they weren't putting up with this guy's crap. No. Man, I'm just surprised they didn't use a baseball bat instead of a stick. I would have picked up a ball bat. I'm sorry. That's just me. I would have given this, you know, that one guy's holding him down while the other guy's beating his legs. And I'm like, seriously? See, he was holding him down by the neck, had him in a headlock. While they're beating his legs. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. You know, you let him go and you continue to beat him. Well, the guy is able to sit up after getting a stick whooping. And I'm just like, no. That is not the way this should have ended up. Now, see, that's what baseball bats are for. A little couple thumps on the head. Yeah. It's pretty perfectly obvious. I mean, the guy had littering the aisle with cigarettes. Because stuff was not all going in the barrel. It was going all over the aisle. And he was just making a mess in the store. And they knew he was going to walk out. So, you know, here again, I'm not making fun of the Indian people. They are business-minded. Sometimes I think they're more business-minded and loyal than most of today's youth who just stand there and let him walk out the door with the goods and not do something about it. You know, this is one of the reasons why they are teaching flight attendants hand-to-hand combat tactics, because more and more people are acting stupid on airlines. And see, this is it. Hopefully, you're not on a flight where somebody decides to play the fool, because it inconveniences everyone on the flight. Oh, man, just you can tell when society is degrading, right? I can't get over this video. I mean, just watching it, it's like, man, you think vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord of hosts, but not these guys. Oh, no. You are not going to do that, not in my store. I'm not going to let you get away. That's exactly what happened. I kind of love it. Love that video. Moving on to science and technology. Eliminating fossil fuels is going to cause a massive decline in human well-being. And of course, this pseudoscience plays into the alarmist agenda. Climate alarmism is hell-bent on eliminating fossil fuels. And this is why, of course, China is opening up coal-fired power plants all over the place. Yeah. You know, see, it doesn't work that way in communist countries. Now, they have a little bit more respect for their people than our government does for us, don't they? Google's DeepMind AI scores major advance in robotic control, believe it or not. Here's this guy. He almost looks like a cross between Robin Williams. Let's see, who's the other guy that he kind of looks like? Kevin Bacon. And, I mean, it's just, you look at the guys, it's a robot. And This is a high-capacity model pre-trained on broad web-scale data sets to provide an effective and powerful platform for a wide range of downstream tasks. And this guy, they're watching him do this. And they're programming this vision language action model. And they're transferring web knowledge to robotic control. And so the robot is doing what the computer tells him. Amazing how that works. Artificial intelligence. And wonder when we're going to start seeing jobs taken away from hardworking Americans and replaced by, oh, wait a minute, we already are. Technocrats don't care. They want robotics. They don't care about societal effects. They don't care about people making money to support their families. No, they only care about the corporate dollar and about how many end users are out there that's spending money supporting technocrat policies. Every time you buy one of these things produced by robots, you're putting an American out of work. I kind of have a hard time feeling sorry for Bud Light because, you know, they've really taken a whack. Pretty sad. Yeah, one of those things. $395 million loss. That's what they lost in the second quarter of this year. Bud Light, that boycott. 10.5% year over year because they went woke. Not good. There's a new study out from Cornell University demonstrating scientists can reconstruct music that you are listening to. They put this AI cradle over your head, and it's used to decipher changes in the brain as you listen to a music recording, and then it reads your mind in real time, so whatever you're listening to, this music is then reconstructed. Amazing how that works. In the surveillance state aspect of things, the Duality product PIX, P-I-X, is going to allow ambulance personnel to scan a patient's face, identify him, and tie his identity to existing health records. Upon arrival at the hospital, all records are available to ER personnel and will follow him throughout the hospital stay, of course. The use of AI makes all this possible. Invasion of privacy? Whatever happened to HIPAA? Huh. They have your likeness and they do this. Dane Wigington, by the way, has the latest installment, number 417, on geoengineeringwatch.org. From drought to flooding, the Northeast region reeling from weather whiplash. Beijing records the heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years. Drought conditions and high temperatures threaten corn harvest. Extreme drought, deluge scenarios are the hallmark of climate intervention operations. Government cartels around the world have actively or passively colluded and cooperated with covert climate engineering operations for decades. Have their motives been benevolent or something else altogether? Based on all available data, maintaining total control until total collapse is the bottom line in this equation, according to Dane Wigington. The Biden administration, by the way, is reducing savings estimate for Americans switching away from gas stoves, according to an industry group. Yep, the U.S. Department of Energy receiving criticism for its updated data analysis regarding the agency's proposed regulations on gas stoves, which now projects even lower savings for consumers than the already meager numbers. Well, I can tell you right now, I would rather have a gas stove than electric stove because gas stove, yes, it does heat up your house quicker. But the gas stove also heats up your food quicker and you don't spend as much time waiting for the coil in an electric stove to heat up. So there. Here's something else that Brady in Vegas will even love. Japan plans to start releasing treated radioactive water from the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant as soon as late August into the ocean, according to Japanese officials, unnamed government sources. Yep. Now, gee, I wonder what's going to happen there. Safety of the water? Really? What do you think, Brady?
Yeah, what I think is that they've got every food source or water source in this country contaminated. They're trying to kill us. And this is the first day of school again, so I'll give you a little story over the weekend. I happened to go in the grocery store, and I looked over all the ingredients again on my fresh apple danishes. They looked delicious. And I said, finally, something that doesn't have any bioengineered food in it. But when I get home, they conveniently flipped the part over and said bioengineered food again. So I'm having a big problem with all the grocery stores out here in Vegas because without my consent, almost every food source on the shelf now has bioengineered food, which is the same thing that is used in the clot shots. They now just put it in your food, supposedly to vaccinate you. It was never a vaccination. It was a bioweapon. And we're going to see what happens when I go to this school and start looking at their food, at the food programs for the kids today.
Oh, there's an idea. Get the ingredients list. Oh, I'm sure that the clerks in the school lunchroom or the cooks in the school lunchroom would be more than willing to give that information up. I'm being facetious.
Don't blame them, buddy. Last year, I looked into it just talking about the bioengineered food, and I was like, how come you got bioengineered milk? How come you have bioengineered French onion soup? Something is soup, is like a soup with water and a bouillon base. Again, why does Campbell's Soup Company have two product lines, one for the United States and one for Europe, one with bioengineered for us citizens here and nothing for Europe?
Yep, you know,
we got to start going after who is the one, again, who decided, I know it's probably Bill Gates or Obama or Victoria Nuland that are behind this, but we got a mass genocide going on in this country, and there's very few people that are going against it. You, myself, and there's only a few others that are fighting these people.
I know it. Yep, we got you, Brady. We've done this. We've done this. We've had this conversation. People, you got to wake up. What Brady says is true, and I don't buy Campbell's soup products anymore. I just don't. Charles in Ohio.
Good morning, Dave. I hope you're doing well. Glad you're back. I was just you commented on them the Fukushima. They've had their eye on the prize for quite a while. They're going to dump their water, but I just get the impression you're Bible believing man from your background and your statements. And what it is they've gone around the world and they studied the longest living cultures and like the Sherpas up in the mountains, and they find they have one thing in common. Different people have studied it and come up with different things, but one of the ones that I believe is they find out that they drink and consume glacial melt water, and so they figured that water was different, and a lot of this research went in Russia, but it also has gone in the United States, and there's a lot of facts behind it and studies. But what they found out was that the glacial meltwater from is old. It's old water that gets on the bottom of the glacier, and that water is, they analyzed it, and they analyzed it, they compare it to Vienna standard water. And Vienna standard water tells what the constituents are of the water, what little minerals and pollutants are in there. Well, they found out that glacial meltwater is low in deuterium. And deuterium.
I knew you were going to get to that, Charles.
Well, deuterium depleted water is water that they removed the deuterium from. And the thing that comes to my mind immediately is, well, what happened in the past that it was less deuterium to now there is more deuterium. Well, I think a lot of it is to do with nuclear, but beside all that, the water that they're going to dump from Fukushima is contaminated with deuterium and tritium. Those are isotopes of hydrogen. And see, this is the thing, that water is water, and water is composed of H2O, hydrogen and oxygen. Well, it's the hydrogen isotope, which is heavy, and that's what they were looking at in World War II. They talk about on the shows in Hogan's Heroes. They say, we got to get the heavy water, the heavy water. Heavy water is water with more deuterium in it. And light water, you know, some they name one of the companies names their water light water, but that's not deuterium removed. You got to get the, you got to look for water where they have tried, they had done, and you can't filter it out because it is water.
Okay, now, so Charles, I got to ask you the bottom line question here, though, is when they start letting this stuff into the ocean, what's the outcome?
It's going to raise global deuterium levels. It might be significant or interesting. But see, look, all of radiation. See, like you take iodine to protect yourself from a nuclear event. A nuclear event, what happens immediately is radioactive iodine. That goes into the food chain and it works its way up into humans. You want to keep that radioactive iodine out of your body. Well, deuterium isn't radioactive, but it is heavy. And see, they found out that that affects the Krebs cycle in the human body.
Ah.
What it is every man, woman, and child, every day when you get up and, well, you know, some people drink alcohol or whatever or something else, but if you drink water in the morning, the more deuterium you get, and look, there's only like something like a tablespoon of deuterium water in a gallon, but that little bit, like I say, they've done, when they do studies by removing that tablespoon and putting in one sample and putting two tablespoons into another sample. They find out that everybody that consumes the heavy water, they, first of all, plants grow less and biological organisms don't live as long. They die faster. It weighs down the DNA in your body. Yep. It destroys your health long term.
So there's always an ultimate goal, isn't there? It's called depopulation. And I wonder, Charles, since you seem to be up on this, does distilling remove all of that?
No. Distilling helps, but they've also done studies on that to compare the different ways to try and get rid of it. And it's just very hard outside of a laboratory. There are little things that can be done, but it's like everything. Research continues. So they may figure out a way that we can do it at home. But in the meantime, we're just going to be drinking Fukushima water.
Let's hope not. I'll tell you, thanks for your call, Charles. Appreciate that. You know, now we got the McCanny water filtration system. And wow, I mean, that definitely is on the shopping list for a lot of you. And of course, let's see. Nuke Protect. That's the other thing to replace all that bad iodine you might ingest. All right, so we have obviously a lot of news we didn't get to cover here. Arthur Pulaski is going to be joining us after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. That means we have an after hour coming at you later in the day. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you for this Monday edition. Welcome aboard if you're just joining us. Thanks for your phone calls, by the way. It's always interesting engaging in conversation. I call it social intercourse. You can call it what you want. It's talking. Speaking of talking, you know, there's these guys out on the street and they preach. And you know that here in the States, they've arrested street preachers, and street preachers are turning around and suing cities for doing it. Well, there's a similar situation going up in Canada right now. You already know because George Freund, who operates conspiracy-cafe.com, has called the show repeatedly talking about the persecution of citizens in that country. And he lives there, so he should know. He's been following this stuff. So is Archer Pulowski. He's a street preacher and political activist. He's pastor of the Cave of Adullam Congregation in Calgary, previously led the King's Glory Fellowship. Pulowski is also founder and pastor of Street Church Ministries. And see, here's the thing. He was illegally arrested and has been serving time for a month in solitary confinement for something he's not guilty of and hadn't stood trial for yet, facing 10 years in prison for preaching during the Canadian trucker convoy last spring. His son Nathaniel, 23 years old, just spoke to the EU regarding the situation and the tyranny in Canada and got a standing ovation after he slammed Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Mr. Blackface himself. Artur Pulowski, it's good to have you on the phone. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you. A little bit of a clarification. I spent 50 days in prison. I was arrested 16 times and over 120 court cases and about 340 citations. And recently, I was already found guilty on eco-terrorism and inciting mischief for my sermon to the truckers. So I am already a convicted criminal awaiting sentencing. It was supposed to happen on Wednesday, August the 9th, but has been pushed now to September 18th.
Wow. So you're facing 10 years in prison, but you've already spent 50 days in prison. Do you think they'll maybe, you know, show some compassion and just let you go for time served?
Well, normally there is not even one precedent that for inciting or mischief that would be more than a few days. However, everything is upside down. I am the first Canadian ever in the history of this country to be convicted on inciting. Also, I am the first one ever to be charged and now convicted on this charge of eco-terrorism, which is interfering with the crucial infrastructure under the Defense Act. Why? Because I dared to give hope to a desperate group of people during the Freedom Convoy, the truck convoy, in Milk River and in Coots on a private property. I was asked to do a series of church services in different places, and the truckers called me. I went there with my son Nathaniel and our worshiper. We had Lord's Supper. We were singing hymns. I delivered 90 minutes speech where I told the people to hold the line, to stand for the God and state given right, but to do it peacefully. No guns, no swords, solidarity style, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr. style. And solidarity, of course, I saw with my own eyes under the Lech Wałęsa, which was a peaceful resistance when the people finally had enough of totalitarian regime, the dictatorship that we had under the boots of the Soviets. And it was that speech, that sermon, that triggered this craziness with the Canadian government. Prosecutor accused me of causing Canadian economy over $400 million worth of damages for my sermon, and he compared it to a Rwanda genocide. And he said that Mr. Pawlowski, when he was speaking, was like someone that was inciting murder on other people. So a total madness.
It is. That totally blows me away. I mean, we've had Tamara Leach on this program talking about the persecution against her, and she was one of the organizers of the convoy. I really wanted to talk to her at the beginning of the convoy, not after the fact, after they put her in jail. I can certainly understand that they're going to, like what's happening here, trump up whatever charges they see fit to throw you off your footing so that you can't spread the word of God and make things, you know, work in people's lives, which is what I believe you were trying to do. Unfortunately, now, you know, you have a comment for that.
Yeah, well, I just want to say that reporters were asking me recently why me. I mean, 340 citations. I think I'm breaking some kind of a record for sure. 120 court cases. Why me? I mean, I'm not a dangerous person. Not violent, never charged with any assault. I just use my words and gatherings, sermon services. Well, and that's the problem. According to the Canadian government, what they tried to do for the past 3 years, they tried to segregate, separate, and isolate people and pound on them. And they are using those crises to subdue the people. So people will have no hope. And then comes a Polish immigrant with a message of hope, telling people, I've seen this before. I grew up under the boots of the Soviets, and I saw the power of the people when they finally said enough is enough. And I think that's what they are scared of. They're scared of anyone that has that message of hope. We've seen this before, and what worked yesterday can work today as well. And that kind of a message is unacceptable for any type of tyrant.
Yeah, and the thing is that in Canada, they don't have our constitution, which allows you freedom of religion and the ability, freedom of speech. And when you've got the tyranny that's going on in Canada right now, I'm sure you've got some words for Justin Trudeau right now, right?
Well, But we have a constitution, and we have protected rights. We have Criminal Code of Canada. Everything they did was illegal, and this is my message to Americans, actually. When I was touring your country, I had multiple Americans coming to me and saying, well, this will never happen to us. We have a constitution. We have the Declaration of Independence. And I'm looking at them, and said, like, you're not getting it. Tyrants don't care about your piece of paper. That, you know, totalitarian regimes don't care about your constitution. When Germans invaded Poland, Poland had a constitution. The Germans didn't care. When we were subdued and enslaved by the Soviets, we had a constitution. They didn't care about our human rights and our protections under the law. So Canada has fundamentally guaranteed rights under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, that it starts in with the preamble, whereas Canada acknowledges the supremacy of God and the rule of law. Of course, tyrants hate that. So God was kicked out and the rule of law went with him. So that's a warning to America. You must rise up and care about your rights. You have to stand up. If you don't want to do it for you, you must do that for your children, or they will suffer just like I was suffering growing up. But the words for Justin Trudeau are very simple from me. One day, justice will be served. You see, my God is the judge of judges, and it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how many diplomas are on your wall. It doesn't matter how powerful are your friends. In the end of the day, naked you came, naked you go, and you stand before the living God, and you will be accountable for everything you said, everything you did. And I wouldn't want to be those people. I pity my enemies because I know where they're going. Hell is not for a week, it's not for a month, it's for eternity. And you know what's fascinating? That those globalists are taking us and putting us through the fire, and they want us to eat worms. You know how they're going to end up? They're going to end up in an unquenchable fire, and the worms that never die will be eating them.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad that you clarified the fact that Canada has a constitution. It's just that your government is ignoring it to serve its own political interests. And that's you know, we saw that when this convoy took shape and it went from one end to the other and arrived in Ottawa. And all of a sudden, now we have the police response. We have horses trampling on people, and it's just shutting down bank accounts. I mean, this is the thing. Americans, I don't think, quite understand, because this isn't in their backyard. We have a lot of people out there we call NIMBYs, which is an acronym for not in my backyard. And if it doesn't directly affect them, they don't do anything about it. And this is your advice to them, right?
Well, it will affect you sooner or later. I mean, now it's not maybe in your backyard, it's in your front yard. Whatever happens in Canada will trigger, you know, it will come to you as well. And that's just a fact. We're so interconnected right now globally that whatever happens in another country has an effect in another one. I said many times it is in the best interest of Americans to come to the rescue. I mean, we're sending SOS to America to come to the rescue, to come and help us. Because if they take over completely our nation, you will have an enemy at the border, at one of the biggest borders on earth. How are you going to protect yourself from Chinese soldiers? We already have Chinese soldiers. We already have police state, police stations from China, monitoring Chinese Canadian citizens. I mean, it's complete craziness. So they're not stopping. They're pushing. Prime Minister said multiple times that he loves China. He loves dictatorship. And that's what he's turning Canada. He's turning our nation into a dictatorship. So we're truly starting to live behind the Iron Curtain under this time, under the boots of the Chinese.
I fail to see, Pastor Pulowski, I fail to see how you wrecked the Canadian economy to that tune of the figure that you quoted prior. I fail to see how you wrecked it at all for making a 19-minute sermon. It's persecution at its finest.
Of course. I mean, this is bogus charges, but it sounds good, right? You got to remember, it's a political theater. They're playing to the masses, the useful idiots, as you know, communists would call those types of people, people that are eating everything CNN or CBC is telling them, is giving them. So it sounds amazing, right? This guy is a criminal. He's a terrorist. He causes $400 million worth of damages, and people are hurting already. Economy is collapsing. Fiat currency is collapsing. People are hurting. When you go to a grocery store, you almost have a heart attack. So when they listen to a narrative in such a crazy way, they sympathize with the government now. They sympathize with the villains, with the rapists. It's like a Stockholm syndrome, if you will. And I'm the villain. I'm the bad guy. Look, we are already hurting, and this guy has caused such a damage to all of us. And of course, what they did, they tried to portray peaceful Canadians into some kind of a coup monsters that are trying to take down the government. And yet, what did we do? We had bouncy houses. We were singing. We were barbecuing. We were dancing on the streets, playing, street hockey with kids. Well, that's unacceptable. It did not fit their narrative. So they had to up their game and cook something up, and they started to do that. They were provoking us. They were shooting us with rubber bullets to provoke some kind of a violence. But it never happened. So that's why Justin Trudeau had to invoke the Emergency Act, the martial law, to kind of justify, the elimination of the protest, because it was an international event.
I've got to wonder, what would have happened if all of a sudden things would have turned violent and the truckers started going after the cops? I understand that we know that it didn't happen, but I just got to wonder what they would say at that point in time. Instead of using rubber bullets, they'd have been using real bullets. And then you would have seen a bloodbath, and it would have made the world stage, because then all of a sudden now we have, Canadians being murdered in the streets. You don't have a right to protest. Here you are facing 10 years of prison. Has any organization reached out to you to try to help you in your plight?
Well, I'm working very closely with the Rebel News. I was the first Canadian to get a COVID ticket in 2020, early 2020. So what we did, we used this story. I received the COVID ticket, and I was threatened with arrest and $1 million tickets, which later I received, and I was arrested multiple times for inciting people to come to church, officiating illegal gatherings, participating in illegal gatherings. I was charged criminally for baptizing my daughter in river in the park, not wearing a muzzle, you name it, crazy, crazy tickets and accusations. So we created something using that story as Democracy Fountain. They are helping me with lawyers. However, it's getting bigger and bigger. We already spent $1 million on legal fees. Now my son Nathaniel is in the hot waters because apparently he embarrassed the Canadian government by pleading with the European parliamentarians to come to the rescue, to speak about it, to let the whole world know what is really happening in Canada. And when he arrived with my wife from testifying in European Parliament, he was detained. They were searched, interrogated, and we find out that there are warrants for his arrest. I had to hire another lawyer, $10,000 retainer and $525 per hour. So that's the process, if you will, is punishment. They are taking us through the ringer. They are taking us through the fire, hoping that some of us will quit. They are doing the same thing with Tamara Leach and other key players. My story is, I believe, the most bizarre story because I was not the organizer. I was not a tracker. I was not part of the convoy. I was their pastor. I was asked to do a series of church services for the people to cheer them up and to remind them that this has to remain peaceful. And it was for those words, stand your ground, stand up for your God and state-given rights under the criminal code, under the Constitution, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms of peaceful assembly, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, you name it, but do it peacefully. And those words triggered this ongoing prosecution and persecution. I am on a house arrest still to this day. So I spent 50 days in prison, 45 days in solitary confinement in Maxpot for the most dangerous terrorists in the country. They kidnapped me there. And then I was released on bail, giving a lot of money as a bail condition, and I was placed on house arrest. 16 months later, I'm talking to you still on house arrest.
Oh, my. Yeah, and see, the thing is that you look at your situation like everybody else, and to convict a pastor, I mean, this is just as bad as the pastor in Tampa, Florida, that got arrested for holding church services during the COVID-19 pandemic because the government said so. And I got to wonder about local law enforcement and their conscience as to, don't they understand what they're doing and how wrong it is?
Maybe in the United States, more people understand. In Canada, you got to remember, I'm a I grew up under indoctrination. I can smell the rat right away. I can see it. I can feel it. They have been indoctrinating Canadians for decades. This is not in the making for the past 3 years. They have been doing this, bringing communism and socialism for decades. So when I talk to the police, because that's what I do, I talk to people. And yes, sometimes I'm very vocal. I'm upset. I will be sometimes yelling when I see them doing illegal things. Because they should be held at the higher standard. I would ask them, why are you doing this? You know, the answer was very typical to a very selfish, self-centered Canadian. Well, I have a pension. If I don't do it, they will take my pension away. I have a mortgage to pay. If I don't do it, I will have no money for my mortgage. So they look at the situation and they decided, well, my skin is dear to me than your skin, so I'm willing to be the modern day Nazi, the Gestapo of today, if you will. I'm just following orders so my children can be supported. They don't realize that history is teaching us that in the end of the day, their children are going to suffer as well. They will be used like a filthy rag, thrown out, and they're going to suffer as well. They don't see that. Now I see more and more frontline workers suffering. I mean, we have sudden deaths left and right. Unbelievable. People are dropping dead like flies. Famous people. This is a famous radio that just dropped dead suddenly, unexpectedly. He was 38 years old. A very famous radio announcer in one of the biggest stations in Alberta, dead. And right. We hear about those stories all the time, nonstop. So in the end of the day, I've heard the jailers. I remember when I was there, I was talking to them. They want to listen. I have a friend that is working there. He said that they're understaffed, that the jailers took, you know, triple four booster, and now they're very sick. Someone is getting blind. Another is, paralyzed. I mean, those things we are hearing all the time now. So in the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is that when you are becoming the useful idiot or the I'm just following orders, in the end of the day, you will pay the price for that and your children as well.
Right. Now, I understand that completely. And I'm assuming, based on what you just said, you did not take the vaccine or the jab or the clot shot or the kill shot or whatever these people are dropping dead of. We knew this was going to happen. And we knew that the people in the convoy were not taking that jab either, that they were protesting it, basically because it was their personal right to say no. Many of them did that based on religious beliefs as well. So now your son, you say they have, has he been arrested and formally charged with anything?
Yes, he was detained briefly, and then he was charged with two counts. One is illegally attending a protest forbidden by the mayor of city of Calgary, that her daughter is binary. She doesn't know if she's a male or female. And right now, the mayor decided that an opposition to that is against the law. And he read the Bible. And because he read the Bible in Canada right now, a Bible is considered offensive. So he was charged with harassment when he read the Bible. So this is what we're facing right now. There is $10,000 penalty if you if a homosexual comes to me as a pastor and I dare to counsel him. And so adult comes to me and asks for help. If I will dare to help him, I am subjected to 1 year of imprisonment and $10,000 or a monetary punishment. So what is happening in Canada, there are two categories of people. Those that can they can do whatever they want, are not accountable, and then the rest of us.
Wow, that's sad. Well, I'm just, you know, God's blessings on you, Pastor Pulaski, and hoping that the judge is lenient and doesn't whack you with a 10-year sentence. Otherwise, we already know that Canada is in serious trouble. It'll even be worse if they give you the maximum penalty. We appreciate your taking the time to come on the show with us today, and God's blessings to you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, there you have it for today, folks. Wow, what an ending. Archer Pulaski, pastor and street preacher, political activist up in Canada, Calgary. So there you have it. That's what's going on north of the border. It's headed in this direction, folks. You don't know that already. This is one of the reasons why the Power Hour is here. Why I'm here. God bless all of you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America. You need to stand up and fight for it.
Things are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.